This is the Seth and Colby Show. Would you like to participate in the Seth and Colby Show contest? Then listen up. You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and any restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send an email to ask@duo.com. Have a great holiday from the lawyers at duo.com.
Okay, so this is kind of a really unorthodox way to start a radio program, but I need to get this out of the way because it would just be bad of me if I didn't. Don and Mike, it was a nationally syndicated radio show. It's been on for some 23 years. Started as a morning show, moved to middays, moved to afternoons. Same two guys, Don and Mike, have been doing it. Don's real name is Mike, so it gets kind of confusing. But he retired, Don did. This last Friday. And I have to say something about it because the show has been a part of my life for 7 years, which is more than I've known any of my friends, more than I've known of any of my girlfriends. So, girlfriends. Did anyone? Everybody's here, so now they're laughing at me because I said girlfriends. Like, I've had more than one. Like, I can get more than one. But I have to say something because it's kind of really personal because Don was more than just the guy who I listen to on the radio because he's been there for so long. He has a son who's 21, or he just turned 22, but either way, he's only a couple years older than me, if even that. And Don lived his life on the air. It's kind of what we've modeled this show after. And so listening to Don talk to his son when I grew up kind of in a crappy home situation where I didn't really talk to my dad because I never really got along with him. And when I did talk to him, I never got along with him and everything kind of was crappy all the time. Don was kind of there and he was kind of the father that I always wanted. And because of the fact that he lived his life out on the air all the time, I kind of felt like when he was talking to Bart, when Bart had all the same problems that I had, I could kind of listen and get over my problems. So for me, for that, that really messed up the audio, whatever you just did, Colby. That was kind of weird sounding. But anyway, whenever he would talk to Bart, it was kind of like he was talking to me. And like the reason I love radio so much is that it's extremely intimate. Like whenever you're doing radio, you feel like you're talking to one person. At least it does to me. It feels like I'm in the room by myself and I'm talking just to one person and you're listening to what I have to say. And I want that relationship with my listeners like I had with Don. And so the fact of the matter is that everything I've learned about radio, I've learned from their show, mainly from Don. Everything I've learned, you know, and I practically grew up with Don as my father, in air quotes. And so it's just I had to say something to kind of personalize that he's leaving and that I wish him the best and that I understand because his wife died and that's why he's leaving. And, you know, it's crappy and, you know, like he said, everybody's going to go through it someday and he doesn't wish it upon everybody. But, you know, he has to get past the show. And I kind of understand because I'm the guy on this show that lives his life on the air. And sometimes it is kind of weird to tell everybody everything because, as Whitney will tell you, when you do stuff on the air, someone will find out and someone will hear what you have to say and have some weird comments about it. What the heck is that? What the heck is that? Something's popping. Oh, whatever. I'm just going to mute everything and then we won't have to worry about it. Unless it's my cord. It's not. But anyway, so I just had to say something about Don and Mike. And we're going to start the show just like normal. I was originally going to talk a lot longer, but I decided that I should just come out and say good luck. And, you know, if you ever come back on the air, then I will definitely listen to you. And I won't be an ass and not listen to Mike's show, like you said. So if you ever hear this, which you might because you have a lot of free time now sitting on the beach, just want to say I love you. Thanks a lot. And, I'll keep listening harder if you're back. So let's start the show. I have to unmute it because I just muted it. So here we go. Now we'll start the show. What the heck is going on? Okay, it should work. Oh, I'm dumb. Now we can start the show.
This is the Seth and Colby Show. Would you like to participate in the Seth and Colby Show contest? Then listen up. You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and any restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send an email to ask@duo.com. Have a great holiday from the lawyers at duo.com.
All right. Hello, energy level.
Woo!
Yeah.
I guess I have to bong again. All right, Matthew's here.
Hello.
Holy crap.
Sad story. The show just went down.
Why did the show go down?
Because Matthew's here.
Thanks, Whitney. Jeez.
Yeah, you know, last week, me and Colby joked about us not being behind a microphone for like a year and a half. Matthew literally hasn't been behind a microphone for a year and a half. So
pretty much since.
That's pretty sad.
Advice, like, since, I don't know.
Well, get advice never really counts.
Yeah, get advice definitely don't count.
I mean, if anyone ever listened to that show, I mean, yeah, you'll understand. But anyway, so Matt, welcome back to the airwaves.
Thank you.
And your adoring public is now groaning. Be like, oh.
Damn it.
It happens. I apologize. Yeah. No, not really. Never mind.
And Wendy's here as usual. Colby's here as usual, of course. Well, of course, always Colby's always here because he's the co-host. Well, welcome to the Colby and Colton Show. Sorry to start the show on a downer.
You just said welcome to the Colby and Colton Show.
Damn. Can I shoot him now, please?
One of these days, I am going to get out of that mode. I swear to God, on Seth and Brian, for like 2 or 3 months, I said Seth and Matt a lot. It's going to happen. I got to get out of it. Colby and Colton just rolls out the tongue better. Seth and Colby just sounds like crap. Yeah. My name sucks. I mean, what am I going to do about it? Matthew, you just get up in the middle of the show and get a giant gun. Why are you getting a gun?
He's going to shoot you because you're stupid. I'm going to shoot you. Can't remember the name. And can't remember the camera either.
Exactly.
Oh. Very funny. Making fun of me at the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
Just yep.
Kick me when I'm down. Depressed good. About Don and Mike quitting, and then you kick me about the camera.
I was about to cry when you said that. It made me really sad.
Oh, I cried last night because I'm a big gay.
That makes it even more sad.
It's very sad. Aww. Seriously, it's like my best friends just died.
Aww.
But quit bringing it back up, Whitney.
Okay, sorry.
Jeez,
sorry.
Come on.
You put me in a
let him move on.
What did I do? It happens. It's life. Good Lord, Matthew, now you're yelling.
Shut your ass.
But anyway, welcome to the show. Anything we want to cover here right at the very beginning before we get started? Because I kind of bogarted the first half, so I feel like we should have equal time.
Right. I'll bogart this half.
Otherwise, people think that I'm going to be a huge dick, and I don't want to feel that way to our listeners. So does anyone have anything to say?
Nothing.
College sucks.
Wow. I
screwed that up.
Okay, well, then let's just start the show then.
Okay.
Oh, praise God, I had it unmuted that time. So one of these days, I'm going to start everything with it unmuted, too.
You can call Seth and Colby every Saturday from 1 to 3 o'clock Central Standard Time at 1-316-665-7338. You can email Seth and Colby anytime from anywhere in the world. SethandColby@duo.com.
All right, welcome to the show, everyone.
Yes,
as
I
Charles
did.
Just said.
I did just have the lightsaber out.
As Charles just, well, someone's calling us. You know.
Just answer
it. Answer it.
Hello? Who's on the air? He just hung up! For the love of God!
Damn it! No, they're calling.
No, this is Ashley. Ashley, you are not important enough.
Oh!
Well, I have to turn off the music to talk to them. Okay. And that ruins our intro. So why would I do that? So anyway, welcome to the Colby and Colton Show. If you want to call us, 316-665-7338. Did I say that number right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just don't call during the intro.
That's right. Don't call during the music. Call at the beginning or towards the end. Because I can't put you on hold. So anyway... Thanks for listening. You can email us at SethandColby@duo.com or email at SethandColby.com if you choose. And that's about it for the intro. You can watch us live, live.SethandColby.com. You can buy some of our crappy shirts if you feel like spending a lot of money for garbage at shop.SethandColby.com. Or you can be smart and wait, get good shirts.
Way to promote your stuff there, Seth.
Hey, I told him last week, just wait because it's not worth it to wait. So anyway, so that's the intro. Thanks a lot for listening. It's our second episode. I did the math. This would be episode 83 if we were still doing Seth and Brian.
Wow. Yeah.
Which will depress everybody, so thanks a lot, you giant douche, Brian. But we'll talk about him in a little bit, about how he has a concert and everything. But
and I might randomly, accidentally, on purpose, die.
Thanks for bringing down the show, Matthew.
Okay, that made no sense at all.
Thank you.
I have absolutely no idea what you were even talking about right then.
Good.
Welcome back, Matthew. We all missed you so much.
Thank you.
All missed the fact that you were on the air to ruin our show. For some reason, we bring you back. I don't know, the adoring public. Well, the unknown number called back, so you are live right now on Seth and Colby. Hello. Okay, goodbye.
What?
I'm not answering your phone. Who just calls with an unknown number? They were on hold for 30 seconds.
So you didn't answer them?
No, I did. I had them on hold. I just mute them so they can hear the show.
Yeah.
but we're not going to take their phone
call. It happens.
The show doesn't revolve around... Okay, I swear to God, unknown caller, you better talk right now. Who is this? Hello?
Hello? I can hear myself...
That's because he's listening on stream. What is that popping?
Dude.
The Skype is what pops.
No, dude, it's my beatbox thing. Because it's really... Yeah, turn it off.
But that's muted. Yeah, you have
it
plugged into the CD player slot, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's muted.
All right, well, then I have no idea.
I'm just going to keep answering this unknown caller. Let's see if he has anything of importance to say. There was something in the background.
What?
Okay, next time he calls in, I'm going to crank the volume on my computer, and we're going to see what's going on in the background, because I definitely heard a black man talking.
Yeah, I heard some mumbling. It kind of freaked me
out.
There's
some guy calling in. Of course, you know, we still might be getting stragglers from your old show because we have the same phone number.
That's true.
So
it's possible.
And, you know, all the people that called your show had an IQ of really high.
Right.
As we know from the time I came in and was the phone Nazi and made everyone, no one ever called your show after that, which I find absolutely hilarious because I wasn't here most of the time. Hey, it was funny.
It was.
It was good radio. It just ruined every radio show since then, which kind of messed it up. So we talked about Matt. Cross that off the list. Talked about Don and Mike. Cross that off the list. I'm just going to get some of the smaller stuff out of the way. We can talk about no news. We're not going to do news on this show unless people request it vigorously. Because why are we doing news on a comedy show? So we're just not going to do news because why would we spend 30 minutes of our show dedicated to stuff that no one cares about? Let's see here. Oh, me and Colby both have huge canker sores, so if we sound weird, we're sorry. Now we can cross that off the list.
Are you kidding me? You're running down that, like...
Okay, do you want to dedicate
so
more
fast.
Time to your canker sores? Sorry,
no,
I'll give you all the time you want to talk about your canker sores.
No,
go ahead.
I hate you. No.
Did you want to dedicate more time seriously to your canker sores? The fact that we have huge canker sores?
Definitely.
What did you want to say about them? That they're pink, they're pussy?
That's gross. I really don't want to go into detail
about
that.
Well, I didn't want to go either, but Colby insisted that we talk
Jeez,
longer.
Colby, come on.
About his canker sores.
You want to talk about how long it is. It's an inch long.
Yeah, Colby said his canker sore is an inch long. Mine's normal size. Matthew, do you have a Jolly Rancher in your mouth? Because right before you started laughing, it sounded like this.
Maybe.
And I can hear it crackling on your teeth. You should have listened to last week's episode and you would have known that Jolly Ranchers are bad in your mouth during the show. In your mouth.
In your mouth.
I said something
Suck
naughty.
It.
Okay, well, anyway, so...
Seth, in your mouth.
Quality you can taste.
Hey, we are moving on past that. We got a lot of big stuff on here. Like, I can talk about my car later.
Oh, my God.
What?
I hate this stupid Ustream cat.
What's going on?
The cam twist, bitch.
What's going on?
It won't update the damn number.
There goes our clean show.
No,
say damn. Yeah. Damn it.
Oh.
Damn dummy.
Artard, thank you.
I need a new list.
Give him a list.
I don't want to.
Damn it to hell!
Is this still not working? Colby, undo the binder clip first. Undo the binder clip. Undo it.
Caller.
Okay? Just calm down. It's okay. All right. Caller, you're on the air. Hello.
Check the Ustream.
What about check Ustream?
Yeah.
We'll check what about it.
Oh, my God. Would you like to be less of a dumbass?
Well, that time, I don't know if that was the same guy, but that time he called in with his phone number.
Hmm.
So lucky for us, we have the ability to read dial
people.
As soon as I figure out how to get to that screen.
It's the button at the very top.
That's what I'm clicking. And it's thinking. Oh, my God. Ashley left us a voicemail.
Oh, yeah. Lord.
Yeah, I saw that.
Duration, 2 seconds. Let's try this. This ought to be great and also worthless. Thank you. Did your fat cheek hit a button before you hung up the phone?
That was so, so deep right there.
Oh, my gosh. What a tard.
All right, hold on.
Jeez. Okay, we're calling this guy back.
There's a few people on Ustream, right? And that's what he said. So I'm on it right now. It says, Matthew is a censored. Take him off. And then somebody was like, I bet Colby's never handled a lightsaber like that before. Or has he?
Hello? 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 I think a woman picked up. Did anyone else hear a woman's voice?
What is popping?
That's Skype, dude.
Why?
I don't know. I don't think it's showing up on the sound. I think it's just in our headphones. But I could be absolutely wrong about that.
Well, we'll figure it out after the show.
They hung up.
But the thing, same thing happened last week, remember?
No, not last week.
Yeah, last week. Whenever we were on the phone, maybe it wasn't. Maybe it was the four-hour show that we did. It popped. That's right. Maybe it's just Ashley syndrome. Maybe whenever Ashley calls in, the thing starts popping. Because didn't it only pop when Ashley called in?
Yeah.
Yeah, it did.
The guy said, ask Matthew if he's held a gun like that.
We all know that Matthew's...
He's held a gun, but not one that looks like that.
Ask Matthew if he's held a gun that big. That's what I meant to say.
No. Yes.
No, he hasn't.
No, he hasn't.
Yes.
No.
50 cals are a little bit bigger than this.
Only his own. Sorry. Took the show down a path we can't go. Colby's all reading from the chat room now, which you can get at live.
No, the chat room's on Ustream.
No, you can get it on live.sethandcolby.com.
You can't.
View it in theater.
Click the
chat button.
That's right.
Hello!
Sorry.
Don't you think I would know that before I started advertising?
Shut up!
No, I wouldn't. I'm the guy who forgot the camera. Like, I would remember stuff like that.
You're an
Seriously.
Idiot.
We came every single time I leave my house and come here to which is quickly becoming the new Duo headquarters. I forget something every single time.
Always.
This time I'm like, I'm not going to forget anything.
And yet you do.
I forgot one of the most important pieces of the show. I remembered Windows XP, which we need. I remember my hard drive, my computer, and the adapter. The last time I came over, I forgot the power adapter for my laptop. I had 40 minutes of stuff I could use on my laptop before it died. We had to go back and get it. This week, I forgot the camera, and I walked out telling Matthew will vouch. Matthew, I did not forget anything this time, but I swear to God I probably did, so I'll have to come back.
And you did.
We did. Cool, because you bring the camera? And I go, no. And I'm thinking, like, digital camera. I'm like, no, why did we need it? And he kind of looks at me like, yeah, you're a dumbass, obviously. And I'm like, what do you mean we need the camera? I'm like, I am the dumbest person ever alive, because I forgot the camera, so no one here would be watching us right now or chatting about Matthew's face
if it
wasn't for Colby and his reminding me to go get the camera.
See?
Scary thing is that getting the camera, it's okay, but I went to Walmart today to change the oil in my car. I've been knowing this for a while. My two back tires are basically racing tires. They have no tread. They're bald. And they're legally bald now, which is what some people call Matthew. But that's beside the point. And so I went to Walmart today to get my oil change, and they're like, your tires are legally bald. Here's this paper that you can sign so you can't sue us if your tire blows out, because it's going to any day now. Thinking, great. So I'm just going to drive to Colby's today, drive home tonight, drive to Walmart tomorrow and get new tires. That's what I'm going to do. That's the only time I'm driving. And so I come here, and then I forget the camera, so we have to drive back to my house, back here, on the deathmobile. At any moment, we could die, which isn't as bad as Matthew's car, which I sold him earlier. If we were driving in his car, it could just explode.
Exactly.
You're driving in my car, the tire may blow out, we may spin out a little bit. Nah, we won't go that fast, and we'll drive on the highway. But, you know, driving in my car, tire may blow out. Driving in Matthew's car, the whole car just...
It'll just explode.
It will just blow up. That's how it would happen.
And there's more of a chance that something bad's going to happen to my car than something bad in Seth's car.
That's for sure. Matthew just told the guy at Walmart, when how long? 2 years that you hadn't changed your oil?
Yes, exactly.
2 years, people.
You know, Artard, you can lock your engine and never be able to drive your car.
Yeah, I know.
Are you just waiting for the day when that happens?
No, I did change my oil, but it was 2 years before I did it.
The god of the cars smiles down upon Matthew.
Apparently.
His car should not work.
Because
there was episodes of Seth and Brian last January where his transmission didn't work correctly, and he's still driving the POS around on the streets every day. It doesn't make any sense at all. How does his car still go? Do you still have to put it in like second gear to get it started
no,
and then go to third manually and then to overdrive for your car to start
not
going?
Not anymore. Not anymore.
Okay, so your car just magically fixed itself.
No,
see, his car is the demon.
Yeah.
It is the demon. His car literally...
You know, you should have gotten the call at least a year ago that said, Seth, my engine locked. I cannot drive anywhere, and I'm stuck in the middle of nowhere.
I've gotten calls... Didn't you call me one time from Hillsboro on the road saying that you couldn't move and that you were calling one of your friends and that made you late to a show? I'm pretty sure that happened one time.
Yeah, I couldn't go backwards.
But his
car
still worked.
I couldn't go backwards.
Yeah, you couldn't go backwards that one time at Little Caesars because neutral was reversed and everything else.
No, neutral was forward.
That's right. Everything was forward.
I find that humorous.
I drove around Hillsboro like for a day in neutral.
Okay, what is the heck? Who are you talking to right now,
I'm
Colby?
Not talking to anybody. It just popped up.
Who the heck is this? Holy crap.
Who is this?
How does they have our Skype name?
Who is it?
Some lady.
Holy
Soy Mui Elage Y
oh my
Diente
God.
Sexo.
Oh my gosh.
Said hey.
Oh my gosh.
Said hey with the sexy face.
No. Wow.
And then Colby replied back, who is?
No. You need to come look at his screen.
Look at this.
You need to look at
look
his
at
screen.
Look at the screen. She sent us a leak to that.
Oh yeah, so it's sex cams.
That's great to know.
Creepy.
That is kind of creepy.
But
Deso
it,
vele
in
esto en la de gemania teniendo.
Oh, she's speaking
you
Spanish.
You are fat. And disgusting.
Dude. Oh my god.
What?
You said that already. You
what a bitch. Block her.
Who the heck is this?
Go away.
How the hell did they get our name?
They hacked it.
How do you block people?
Hacker.
You figure that out, Colby. Right. I'm trying to host a show over here. What the heck is going on?
Do the show and I'll figure out how to block these bitches.
That was a scary Mexican lady trying to solicit us for sex. That stuff doesn't happen unless Matthew's here. Matthew, you bring all the fellows here. Because I can't speak.
You're an idiot.
Add to contact.
So it's kind of scary driving around in my car. It's even more scary driving around in Colby, are you going to be a good driver?
I hope so.
Because
I'm a perfectly good driver. I haven't gotten in a wreck yet.
I'm a good driver, but my car is going about to die because I'm poor and can't afford new tires.
I'm good.
You blocked her?
I blocked her.
Amazing.
Thank God.
Now we just save that link for later.
It's right there. Okay. I can see it. It's cam2cam.com.
He's looking at it. The table's raising off the floor. Matthew's a bad driver.
I'm a perfectly good driver. I've not gotten in a wreck.
Whitney's a crazy-ass driver.
I know. I'm a crazy bitch on the road.
My car, I'm just too poor to afford new things for it, so it's going to blow up. And Colby, he can't drive yet, so we'll figure out when he drives whether or not he's going to drive like a maniac and run over old people in flower beds like I did on the way
I
here.
I will be a good driver. I know. I know I will. Because, like, yeah. I practiced.
I was a good driver in the beginning, but then I realized that, hey, you know, it doesn't hurt to go over the speed limit. And so now I really just don't give a crap.
It doesn't do anything bad to drive over the speed limit, like break laws or, you know.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't get you arrested either.
What the heck is Colby doing?
Oh, that is so cool.
What did you just do?
Colby just raised his arm in the air like, oh.
Oh, you're making, oh, he's
doing. I'm making
doing
effects on the camera.
Oh, great. Everybody watch this right now. I'm probably bloated.
But bullet time. You can turn on that, and then you move, and it looks like you're in the Matrix, you know?
Yes, it's Ustream awesome. Guy, can I help you?
Hello, caller.
I know you're there. I hear myself on the stream. What?
Say again.
Hello.
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 Hello. Is Skype messing up again? He can hear me on the stream, so he has... What? Who is this?
I can't hear you through my phone.
It's Colton.
Colton, quit calling the damn
Bag.
Show. Get the heck out of here.
I should have realized. It's 267-2179.
Thank you for reading his phone
damn
number,
it.
First of all. That's all right. I have to bleep damn. Him saying the N-word. That's why his show got canceled, because they can't contain their fiery liquor mouths.
Really?
Don't know what that meant. But either way.
Bonehead.
Thanks a lot, Colton, for calling in and sucking it. I wonder if there's a problem with Skype. Matthew, is your phone still on?
It's on silent.
Go outside. I'm going to call you.
Oh, okay.
I want to see if what the deal is with Skype here. Because every time I make a phone call, it's clicking, it's snapping. Did you hear the pop? Why
is
it popping?
Yeah, I just heard
like
the
that?
Pop. I don't know why it's popping, dude. You definitely figure that out.
It's very annoying. It can't be my computer. It's got to be Skype, because it doesn't pop unless we're doing Skype.
You know what's awesome?
Hello?
Matthew, can you hear me?
No, I can't.
Dude, what the
I
hell?
I can't hear you.
Why not, Matthew?
I don't know.
There's inputs going in. Can you tell me if you can hear me at all now? Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now, yes.
Maybe I just had the wrong one turned on. What about now? Can you still hear me?
Yes.
Colby, you talk. Can you hear Colby?
Hey, can you hear me? Hey.
Hello? Yeah. Can you hear me now?
Get back inside. God.
What a loser.
Matthew. Matthew just attacked Colby.
I just died.
But
yeah.
I still don't know why it's popping. That's still just very annoying. See, audio weird. Output, built-in audio headphones.
Dude. Seth,
what?
Wow. We need to do something. Can you record off a cam twist?
Oh, I don't know.
We need to figure out, because there's a whole bunch of really cool effects on
this thing. Oh, yes, you can.
Dude.
Yes, you can. You can record with QuickTime on with cam twist.
It's so cool.
Yeah, I'm glad. I'm sure everybody that's watching us right now live yeah. is absolutely loving this. They're not even paying attention. We could be talking about having sex with hookers, and they would be like, oh, look, bullet time.
Oh, no, it's off wow. now. I'm using a whole bunch of other things. Whoa.
Whoa.
Holy crap.
Woo!
That's
this
so cool.
is really amazing for everyone listening to us on the audio version.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's pretty bad.
The
I'm
ratio
sorry.
Is
All right,
like
I'm done. Let's
one person live to 50 people listening, and, you know, you're getting the best show of all. So,
what happened?
I didn't do nothing.
Uh-huh.
Of course
yeah.
not.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an angel all the time. All right, well, speaking of Colton, since he called in, and this is going to be yeah. the best segue we're going to get to, and I'm sure he's watching live, you big dork. What'd you talk about his song that he wrote?
Okay.
Can we read those lyrics on the air?
Oh, Lord.
Well, I don't have the finished copy.
Oh, okay. So this is but. Just the rough draft. Should we put it to the tune of Brian's music?
No. My ears. No.
Go ahead and read whenever you're ready there, Colby.
The song name is called Did You? No, Did You Do You?
Okay, like didgeridoo-doo.
Didgeridoo. All
oh,
right.
Oh, my gosh.
On. Did you see me standing here?
Did you see me standing here?
Did you hear me calling?
Did you hear me calling?
Did you know what I felt when you near?
Oh my
God. Did you hear what I felt when you near, yo?
Because I did, and for you, I am falling.
I did, and for you, I'm falling or bawling?
Falling.
Falling.
Did you feel my heart beat on your chest?
God, I'm not singing that. Skip that line.
Did you know when you speak, I become even more obsessed?
Did you know that when you speak, I become even more obsessed? A lot of syllables.
Every step I take, I remember
Every
holding
step
your hand.
I take. Every move you make.
And every second I don't have you, I become less of a man.
Wow. Oh my God.
Okay. All right, Colt, we love you.
I love you, Colt.
Oh, my God.
That does sound like something Brian would say.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Colton, I love you.
Right. Does that get any better?
I doubt it.
All right, steal those lyrics. We're going to make a song. We're going to sing it next week on the show.
Yes.
And we're going to make a music video, and it's going to be in the tune of Aha, because there's an effect on that of Cam Twist. We'll be like, take on Colton.
What?
It's Aha.
What?
Haven't you ever heard Aha?
No.
Man. Man.
That's Colton. Don't answer.
Uh-oh.
Colton, quit calling the show. Sucked on that. Why don't you have Colton's phone number added into the show?
That's his home phone.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll add it right now and add it to the block list. We'll just do that right now.
Wow.
Oh, that's cool. There. Now try to call in Colton.
Now we'll know it's
you. Black toe. You black hoe, you. Sorry.
Seth.
I am so retarded and so racist. I'm surprised I haven't gotten any hate mail from the last episode.
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, I want to, because don't you remember me saying that black people and diarrhea were the same thing?
Yes.
And I just repeated it now at the top of the show so everybody can remember.
Good job there, Seth.
I'm intelligent. By the way, Jay Fair emailed us back, and I want to say thanks to Jay Fair because I always give him a shout out on the show because he was our biggest fan ever. So thanks, Jay Fair, for letting us know Ringo Starr's best name. And yes, Brian is a douche. As you know, Brian has a concert this Sunday. Oh, wait, you didn't know that? Well, we're going to talk about that when we come back, as soon as I find the break sound. Here we go. The beds makes me think breaks because that's what I have them named. It confuses me. But anyway, we're going to talk about Brian and Brian's concert, play some of his amazing, gut-wrenching music and material when we come right back. You're listening to The Seth and Colby Show.
This is The Seth and Colby Show, changing the way you listen to the radio. Duo.com. The Colby and Colton shop is now open.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. Come here. I got something to show you.
You can now get official Colby and Colton shirts in three different styles. Hats, hoodies, and even a shirt for your dog. And of course, ladies,
We've got shirts for you and a wonderful, comfortable thong.
It'll make your booty feel good.
So what are you waiting for? Go get your mom's credit card, little boy, and get to shop.colbyandcolton.com and buy something today. Shop.colbyandcolton.com.
Do yourself a favor. Take both hands off the wheel and touch the stereo. Do you feel the power? Ah, yes, friend, there's a lot of evil in the world, but there is also light. And I have been sent to shine a light on all degenerates, philanderers, liberals, and other evildoers and expose them for what they really are. Don't waste your money on unnecessary and corrupting material possessions. Give it to me. There's only one thing that will save you. A highly fortified structure in the shape of the most powerful thing on the planet. Me. Degenerates will ruin this great city. In my wonderful book, I tell of the impending disaster about to befall this planet. Nuclear holocaust, plagues of flying rodents, the seas rising up and turning yellow. It is coming. It is written by me. But you can save yourself. Contribute to the Pastor Richard Salvation Statue Fund. Pick up your telephone. Call now. 1-866-9-SAVE-ME.
Duo.com. This is the Seth and Colby Show.
Maybe you did it.
It was Jack. Oh, I do it. That's so stupid.
You know people paid six.
This is so loud. I hate all of you.
Order! Order, I say! We must not be rash. We must divorce ourselves from our prejudices and appeal to our higher reasoning. This is the speaking banana. Everyone will get a chance to speak, and only then will we make our decision. Josh, my friend, you are first.
Look, I would never do this because I'm loyal to the show.
That dude did it!
Yeah, I knew it was you!
What does that mean?
Look at his light eyes. They're freaking like a wolf.
Hey, keep it down! Why are you still here?
I love it up here. It's hot, it's loud, there's no pizza. It's like Miami.
Maybe Liz did it.
Are you kidding me? After all the times I have defended you guys and covered up for you, how dare you accuse me? You say you're sorry right now!
I'm sorry. Please don't cry. It's making me feel weird.
People don't kill people. Our show does. The Seth and Colby Show.
All right, welcome back to the Seth and Colby Show.
Amazing. Seth.
Was that 30 Rock?
Yes, that was 30 Rock.
Gosh.
I'm glad it's back on. I love it a lot more in The Office, which I know Colby will probably find blasphemous, maybe.
Oh, I don't know. I never really decided to watch it.
30 Rock is funny because it's a lot more slapstick humor. It's completely different. Like, it's more of, like, crazy out there humor where The Office is, like, really... It's like
humor.
Characters are dumb humor, kind of.
Yeah, definitely.
That's like what it's like. And you know, as long as they can keep the characters not being crappy, like as long as they can keep the character stupidity fresh, which sometimes gets really old. Like if you watch a bunch of like The Office in a row, I sometimes just go, oh, this is so ridiculous and redundant. Yeah. So where like 30 Rock, I can watch a lot of them in a row. The Office, I kind of get tired of after
a while. Is Dwight dead yet?
Dwight cannot die.
What was that popping?
I don't know. It's the mystery.
And no, Matthew, Dwight isn't dead because you're still here.
Dwight can't die. Dwight is one of the funny characters in there. He's like my favorite.
Except they write Dwight out of the show now all the time.
That's
it's like Steve
really
Carell
depressing.
And Jim and Pam all the time now.
Yep.
Dwight made the show for me. He was so funny.
He is very funny. But you know who makes the show for me? Kevin. Kevin is the best part of The Office.
Well, you'll be glad to know that he's coming back next week.
Yeah, that's good, because Kevin is amazing, because he's so fat.
Yes.
And he's so bald. He's like Matthew, fat and bald. Matthew's bald.
Legally bald.
Legally bald. And legally gay.
No.
Maybe not that last one so much. But yeah, so what did I tell you about what we were going to do on this break? Oh, yeah.
Brian's
concert.
Talk about, yep.
Well... A couple,
two, three,
or 4 weeks ago, in the last month, Brian's had a concert at this local coffee shop called The Bean Scene. And basically, The Bean Scene is this, well, it's a local coffee shop where they get, like, unknown bands to come play. And it's funny because Brian goes there all the time, which means one thing. He's just been begging to do a show there. And he gets probably the same five or six people to come every single time he does a show. And it just, he plays his songs, which are incredible. And
Seth,
what?
Could you stop lying, please?
I'm not lying. His songs are incredible.
Yeah.
They're some of the most amazing songs I've ever heard in my life. I mean, Paul McCartney, like, blessed them, said these
are the
best songs
ever. So many
people,
you know, slit their throats and wrists to his songs, you know.
That's right.
Because they're so beautiful.
He's like the new My Chemical Romance.
Hey, that is sacrilegious, dude. That is sacrilegious.
Do you have a death wish or something?
What Gerard Way, by the way, if you're listening, I want your baby.
Gerard Way is not listening to our show.
He is hot.
I know that he's the man that you want more than anything in the world.
Yes.
If you had to give up your children to spend a night with Gerard Way, you'd probably do it.
Probably.
Wow.
That's very sad, Whitney.
That is horrible.
Well, should we play? It's not on a record label, which makes the beauty of it. And Brian, even if he gets offended and wants money, we can send him the couple pennies that you get for airplay. but you know, like this, we've been playing this song. Colby and Colton played this song one time for Matthew's Diary. I thought that the piano worked better for Matthew's Diary, so we kept that. And now we just have that, and we sang Colton's song to it. Maybe we should actually play a little bit of the song that Brian actually wrote. This is called City Lights, and as you can tell, Colby did a masterful job of looping that. This is actually his song right now, and you can tell it's got 5 or 6 chords that he plays over and over again, which is just absolutely incredible. You're listening to K-Tard.
A city light against the dark, they are glaring.
Matthew took off his headphones. Okay, well, that's that song.
What is popping?
I don't know what's popping, but that my ears are like...
Dude, it's not my... It might be this chord, but it's not this chord.
Seth, can we not play any more of his music? My ears are now in pain.
Your ears are now in pain.
All right, now let's see if it pops.
Okay.
All right, when you're getting the next song up...
Oh, my God.
What?
There's a new song up.
No.
The world debut of Piano and Drums by Brian Foster, right here on Seth and Colby. Yo, this is Brian Foster. I use fake drums.
I love little boys. I want to rape them in the dark.
What a douche. That's some of the most gay music I've ever heard. Of course, that was his best produced music, but that's because he did it all in GarageBand, which equalizes everything for you. Here's a song called Break. This is a song that Colby plays. This is the one you played, right? Is this the one you learned how to play? Oh, it's not this one.
Oh, I learned Orpheus.
You're not talking
Orpheus.
Your mic.
Sorry.
K-Tard.
I don't like this anymore.
Matthew, you have to listen. It's this is all going to be live tomorrow. This is some of the best songs ever made. I'd also just like to mention this is the last day we're ever going to talk about Brian on the show.
Yay!
But we have to go out with
unless
a bang.
Unless he dies.
No. Even then, well, yeah, we'll dedicate an entire show to mocking it. But we have to do this before we put the ban on Brian, just because I need people to understand. Like, I need you to understand how much I missed on a mic. How much Brian is a douchebag. You just have to understand this. Brian lives at his house with his parents. He's almost 20 years old. He works at a craft store next to the interstate. And he writes emo songs and cries all day long about the girlfriend that I'm dating. This one's called Let Me Down Softly.
Not another one.
He has so many of them. It's easy to write a lot of songs when you basically do nothing all day.
Great quality, don't you think?
Yeah, it sounds like I think he recorded this one in the shower while he was having fun with himself. Stop me if I'm being too mean.
Okay, no, your list makes it where I can't be mean.
I believe this one actually goes on forever.
Oh, it does.
This is the one that Colby learned how to play in what, 15 minutes flat, Orpheus?
Oh, yeah. Less than that, 5 minutes.
Yeah, because it's so complicated. I believe this one also has an intro as long as my... Well, it's long.
That was inappropriate.
Yes, I know.
As long as my...
Well, it's long. Yep. K-Tard. So, by the way, that's a radio station you're listening to right now. 108.1 K-Tard. The only station that would play Brian Foster every hour on the hour for the next year and a half. Oh. K-Tard.
You were on my mind.
Microphone way too loud.
You were my wife.
Whoa. I would rather listen to that love song that you You're make me listen to than any of this.
My life. You were my wife.
I'm an amazing rhymer.
Yeah.
In my heart, I carry you.
Those are some power chords right there, let me tell you.
In my dreams,
Matthew literally just fell out of the chair and died. Which is funny because now he's closer to the monitor. So he can hear the crisp highs and low lows of this amazing orchestration. So.
God. Dang. That's
cut my
so
wrist
annoying.
And black my eyes.
Don't sing that. I have the worst person at my school in art class. I go there every day and they just start singing that.
Are you serious? He
every
sings
day.
That.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, that song was cool when it came out, and the Nikki FM was all right, but they suck now. I can't stand them.
Seth, I rather...
Hold on. I'm trying to get this YouTube video stopped. Here we go. This is Brian at his last appearance at the Bean Scene. This is how beautiful he is live.
And how
this is my last song, and it's a new one.
No!
So anyway, this is called Not My Place.
So,
I wrote it like 2 weeks ago.
So anyway.
And I think Nick likes it. I'm not sure.
Colby, stop.
Oh my God. Stop. Turn it off.
Okay.
As everyone started throwing pop cans,
yes.
Popcorn.
Brian has a Twinkie impaled in his eye.
All right, Seth. You know that I'm gonna write you a love song that
yes.
I hate.
Yes,
I would rather listen to that for an hour than ever listen to Brian's stuff ever again for 3 seconds.
You mean that?
Yes, I do.
You mean that?
I'm gonna write you a.
You sure? You want to say that for an entire hour?
Head underwater. You tell me to breathe easy for a while. The breathing is harder.
We'll just sit
even
here.
I know that.
You know, this is going to make the show really boring if we do this.
Oh, I forgot. I thought I turned your mic off. I'm sorry. It's too soon
to see. If I'm happy in your head.
What a bitch.
Now dancing.
And he's Matthew is stripping down naked.
Yes,
and
rubbing himself.
Love song.
Making love to his photo of Josh in his wallet.
I would turn this down, but it has to be loud for Matthew. Sorry, your mic's off. Here, I'll just turn the monitors up. It's okay. Matthew really hates this part more than anything. Okay, I'm done. Now, you still want to listen to that for an hour? Instead of listening to Matthew's song once.
Am I even on?
Oh, sorry.
Yes.
Okay.
Brian's music.
I know what. You know, since I'm right here on iTunes, let me just play Colby's favorite song.
Actually, this isn't bad. I'm gonna try and think of the worst song I hate.
Okay, well, you think about
Actually, you know.
I do?
Yeah, you do.
Song you hate the
You
most.
Hate the worst artist that I think is the gayest woman ever.
Oh, Amy Winehouse.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, lucky for you, we're calling the Bean Scene, so I don't get a chance to play her.
Good.
Also, you might quit the show. Hello?
Yes?
Can I ask you about who's playing tomorrow at the Bean Scene? I heard there's a concert tomorrow. Can I get his name?
What?
Is there a concert tomorrow at your coffee shop?
Yeah.
Who's the artist playing?
The coffee? Is it... You want the...
Se habla español?
Que? Como?
Okay, Sarah, when Colby and Colton called him, he told me that he's a really nice guy, but he's from, like, the Middle East. So he just doesn't speak English.
Yeah.
Which... goes into more hilarity that Brian probably walked up and he's like, can I play a concert? He's like, okay. And then Brian just goes in with the guitar. And the guy's like, comes up and he's like, Brian's like, yeah, I'm going to play a concert here. It's cool, back up. It's like,
wow.
Yes, and he turns Mexican at the end. That works out. That's right.
You're an ass.
Sorry. It's all right. I love you. Well, love you good too. News is that we can do this now. They tried to make me go. I said no. No, I won't do that to you, Cole, because you'd quit.
But no, Seth, here's just, a question.
What?
There's a song I know you don't like. That Hypnotize song. Would you rather listen to that?
I only don't like that song because Colby played it so much. You can't play that song because it's unedited.
Suck
yeah. Yes. Yes.
I'll just mute it. You're not even plugged in, are you?
No.
I didn't think so. So we'll just have to hear it way off in the background then.
I don't even know where it's at. I don't know where it's at.
Yeah. It's no big deal. You know, Plies, who sings that song, just got arrested on charges of shooting up in a club.
That's great.
It always cracks me when really bad rappers shoot people. I muted it. I don't know. It probably made it.
I missed it.
It's all right.
I missed it.
It's all right. Everybody that watched live just got a beautiful... Wow.
Taste.
I ran
taste.
Out of adjectives.
Taste.
That's the first time my brain fished for a world and just went, oh, no. Completely missed. Dawn
they
would be ashamed.
They got a beautiful taste.
Dawn
of
would be
what?
Have we actually talked about anything Lies. In this break besides
no,
Brian's
not,
gay-ass
no.
music?
Nope.
No.
Not really.
Not at
no.
all.
Well, me and Sarah, we
I died.
Yeah, that's true.
I was just about to say something, and Matthew ruined it with his big face.
He always
yeah,
ruins it.
Matthew, we love you.
But we still love you.
Yes.
But I don't.
You said something about... Thank you.
I was going to say, me and Sarah have been working on these invitations for our wedding, and they're taking forever.
It
because,
happens.
Sarah, let me just explain what we're doing.
Oh, God.
We're going to be here for a while.
Everybody get on your computer and not pay attention for this second.
Okay.
Not really, Matthew. You're on the show. I was talking to our listeners. You have to pay attention.
Okay.
Okay.
I was going to mess with the stream again.
Me and Sarah are making invitations because we're getting married May 23rd. And so, basically, what we're doing is we're getting birded. We're getting a big bird on this bunch of twigs, and we're going to put it in the corner and just write the text on it. So it's going to be very plain, very simple, look really good. The problem is that Sarah wants the branches to be weird colors. She doesn't want them to be brown and black because it's a spring wedding, which makes sense. She doesn't want them to be like dead trees, even though you look outside the window in Kansas, all you get is dead trees.
Exactly.
Wow, you just went through puberty right there. But anyway, so we made them our wedding colors. I turned one twig pink, one twig blue, and one twig green. Which Matthew, I know I said twink. You can all suck it. Suck the... Almost said it.
Move on. You colored them.
Okay. I colored them blue, pink, and green. Like our wedding colors. And Sarah goes... You know, we shouldn't have a blue one, because there's no such thing as a blue tree. And I go, well, then we should make them all different shades of green. She goes, well, what are our wedding colors? I'm like, well, you got a pink one. She goes, well, yeah, I like the pink one. Let's make them all green and pink, and it look like crap. And so I made them all shades of brown. And she's like, what about our wedding colors? I'm like, well, you said the blue wasn't good, and it didn't look realistic, and a pink tree doesn't exist either. And so I either make them all green, which you hated, or all brown, which you hated, or all of our wedding colors, which you hated, or a mix, which you hated. So what the F you want me to do?
Calm, Seth. Calm myself.
Oh, God, that was so loud.
Sorry. I didn't mean to hurt everybody's
Poor
ears.
Poor Seth.
Everybody just shot themselves.
But so demanding of
it is. It made me upset. But anyway, so I didn't know what to do, and so now we just let them all shade of brown, which just, we're going to... Hopefully people won't think about it not being spring.
Well, what's the color of the bird?
Here, let me show you. It's black. I'll show you. I got him right here.
Okay,
no one else
Ashley.
Can see this, but I'll show him.
Ashley's calling.
Yeah, that's great.
You're so nice there, Seth.
I know. See, there's the bird. Now, it's going to be on a different color background, but that's what it's going to look like. It's got brown, kind of brownish things.
Oh, I'm glad.
Yeah, well,
I'm so
can
happy.
Our listeners, so just enjoy the mental painting that
Damn
I paint.
It.
So it's got a pink thing in
it. Yeah. It looks nice.
And so that's what it's going to be.
Yeah.
And so she can suck it. But she's actually happy with
is
that
it
one, so
it's
okay.
Is it going to be, like, black in the background? Like
no. We're going to make it a color. It's either going to be blue or it's going to be this cream color. We haven't decided what the color is going to be yet. But that's what we're doing, and it's kind of, you know, making wedding invitations are harder than I thought they would be. because Sarah's like super picky. Like, the thing is that I can design something that I want because I can see it in my head, but it's hard for me to design something for someone else because I can't get what they want. And so it just, it made it kind of confusing. Are you messing with the stream over there again, Colby?
Nope.
What are you doing?
None.
Is that why your fingers are flying furiously over the computer over there?
Exactly. He's
making
doing
us
absolutely
bloated,
nothing.
Fish eye.
Now it's only bullet time.
Great. Move slowly.
Ooh. All right, we're done. We're done. We're done. We're done.
That's really weird.
It's off. So now you just look like jackass.
Yeah, because I didn't before. Thanks for that.
Yeah.
Oh. That is so true, Dick.
So let's move on. That's a great segue tape. I want to talk about Whitney's crazy aunt.
Kay. Please don't.
We're not going to mock your crazy aunt. I just did by calling her crazy.
Yeah, you did.
All right, let's do my show. I want to talk about Whitney's aunt. Because it's not about Whitney's aunt mainly. It's more actually about Whitney and the fact that her family hates us. And hopes we burn in Hades. Oops. You want to talk about it in a delicate way? Or are you just angry at the fact that I even brought it up in the first place?
I'm a little angry that you brought it up in the first place.
It's all right. I'm going to bring the thing up about Matthew and his girlfriend later.
Oh, you have a girlfriend?
No, I made that up to make
okay.
you feel better. I hope you wouldn't pursue that.
I was going to say, I thought Matthew only dated boys, but okay. Little boys at that, like 12-year-olds. Because that's what he loves.
Yes.
Anyway. It's just my family thinks that basically I suck on air, and it kind of makes me feel
that's
bad.
That's a new phrase.
Yes.
Yeah.
What was that word there, Matthew? Yas. I name a ball at Yas.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, you know, just kind of, I appreciate people's comments, you know, because it helps me, but it also kind of hurts.
But they're not constructive comments, so it doesn't really help you.
No, not really.
Like, a comment that would help you would be like, well, you should do this better. But instead of being like, well, you just suck ass.
Yeah, and yeah, some of my, you know, my brother tells me that. And
your brother tells you suck ass?
Yeah, basically.
Not really?
Not in so many words, but, you know, that's basically it. And, you know, I never tell him that he, you know, sucks at guitar because he doesn't, but, you know, I've never told him that. But he'll tell me that I suck at doing my
show. You
mean
to call him
and
tell
stuff.
Him he sucks at guitar?
No.
Sure?
Yeah, because he's at work anyway. He wouldn't answer the phone, so there's no purpose.
Oh, he's at Michael's? Okay, I'll call there.
No.
I'll call there and ask for Malachi.
Wait, I thought he quit at Michael's.
He did.
Yeah, Michael's. Do you happen to know the phone number off the top of your head?
No, I don't.
Do you know what it ends in? 5690-9913.
I doubt she would tell you if she knew anyway.
Oh, well, I'll just Google it.
Yeah. All right.
But so, yeah, so that's my family, and it's all depressing. So I brought down the show.
No, it's again. Okay. I brought it up. I mean, I thought you'd want to mention that you take a lot of crap for this show because you do.
I don't mind it because I really, in a way, don't care.
Yeah.
I'm going to do what I'm going to do, and I know some people that have done a lot worse than me.
No, and you're 20 years old, so that'll help you out, too, there in a little bit. Who's knocking? Okay. What's going on? Oh. Colby's mom is now whispering something in Colby's ear. Colby, you're the worst child ever
what?
Made.
Hope you no.
die, Colby. Go home and go die. You look sad, Colby.
Colton looks sad. That's what I said.
Oh, is Colton here?
No. Yeah. What a sad man. Oh, by the way, it's snowing in our studio.
I'm freezing to death. You have way too much fun with Cam Twist.
No.
Your mom came in and distracted me, and I kind of forgot
I
to
know.
Talk to the number. It's all right. She's allowed. She's your mother. We can't kick her out. Get the hell out of the room! All right. Why is it searching when I just wanted to dial? What the frickin'...
Seth?
So maybe I said a bad word.
Did you put twinkle stars on there?
Twinkle?
Kind of, but it doesn't work. Aww, so.
Everybody needs
bad.
To watch the stream. Of course, Colby probably won't do this next week, so it'll be okay.
If you want me to, I will.
Yeah, because I asked this time.
Yeah. What's take on me?
Come on, Whitney. Why are you giving me that
Thank
look?
Thank you for calling Michael's Plus. How may I direct your call?
Can I talk to Malachi Million, please? Oh, he doesn't work at Michael's
he doesn't
anymore.
Work here.
Why not? What happened to him? Did he get fired?
He went to work at Target, I believe.
Did you know that he had a deadly disease that could have killed everybody if you wouldn't have fired him? It's true. Just thought I'd let you know. Talk to you later. Bye.
Oh,
wow, that's
God.
The first time I've ever stopped someone dead in their tracks. Wasn't
Bravo.
Even a, oh. I forgot
Bravo.
He didn't work at Michael's anymore.
Yeah.
Okay, well, he works at the Target now.
Do you know which one?
Yes, because you told me. I win.
You might get in trouble.
Nah.
Don't call him.
Screw that. No one cares. Except maybe him.
All right, let's see here.
What are you going to say to him?
Whatever he feels like.
Local business results near Wichita, Kansas for Target.
That's really weird.
That is.
Did you know there's a place in Wichita called Target Refrigeration, Inc.?
No. Nope.
He would have started that. That's a dumb name for refrigeration company. Let's call Target Refrigeration. Get them on the phone right now. Hezbollah. Sorry, it's just the second time I said Hezbollah. Okay, let me see here. The one on Greenwich, right? Right?
No.
Right, Whitney?
No.
Whitney, don't lie to me.
No.
Is it?
No.
Which one is it?
I don't remember.
I'll just call them all.
Okay.
We have an hour left. You know, we can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure it's this one over here, so I'm just going to call it first. Pretty sure it's this one.
What are we doing right now? Let's do something.
I'm calling Target. What do you mean, what are you doing?
The hell up.
Sorry.
I'm getting bored with the stupid cam twist over here. We need to do something now.
See, 636 4352. Ah, darn my
what
a-hole.
In the world?
Hang on. I typed the wrong number.
Good job.
Good.
Well, because when I type it, it deleted everything that I typed before, which is retarded. This is the one Malachi works at, right? I'm not going to ask for Malachi. Is it just the one he works at?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for calling Target Pharmacy.
Oh, God.
Pharmacy is currently closed for lunch.
Not this.
For lunch.
Target Pharmacy test and wish to use Express Rx for refills, press 1.
Okay.
If this is a physician's office, press 2.
Mm-hmm.
If you wish to be connected to the Target store, press 3.
3.
To leave a message for the... Thank you for calling the Wichita Northeast Super Target store.
You're welcome.
Our normal store business hour...
said 0. Usually that connects you to a person.
Please stay on the line while your call is transferred to the operator.
Oh, frick, I called the operator. Welcome to Minnesota.
Welcome to Minnesota.
Minnesota.
That's where Target's located, you know?
That's where my aunt lives.
Minnesota.
The crazy one?
No.
Northeast Super Target, this is Mandy. Can I help you find something?
Does Malachi Million work at this Target?
Who?
Malachi.
Yes, he does. Let me see if he's in. Hold on.
I didn't ask for him. I just wondered if he was there, so it's not my fault.
I hope he gets fired now.
He will kill me.
He doesn't know. I'm just saying. You weren't here today. Okay.
Is he here? It's popping all over again. What is with this?
No, I don't know. It's
doof, 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 doof.
When I mute it, it goes away, so it's definitely Skype. All right, everybody else be quiet. I'm going to disguise my voice. Okay, so everybody else just shush when he's on the phone. Should I go with this voice right here? Just sound like me.
South Carolina.
That's the guy from South Carolina. Can't say that with a straight face. What the?
Hello?
This is the guy from South Carolina. You suck at guitar. There. I told him for you, Whitney.
But he doesn't.
I hope he had to walk from the back of the entire store to get that call.
He doesn't suck at guitar, but it kind of irritates me when he tells me that I suck at something.
Well,
like
just know that we dedicated 10 minutes of our show to telling Malachi that he sucks for you.
Thank you.
So you better enjoy this show. If not, we will never call Malachi and berate him again, and that'll show you. God, what does this show become?
I have no idea.
Okay. Well, anyway, thanks for listening. We're going to come back with the second hour right after this.
This is the Seth and Colby Show. DEWOH.com. What to read?
Here's one. Tom Cruise by Andrew Morton.
Oh, my gosh.
How to be a crazy, insane psychopath. It's also got a picture of his chin and then his eyes.
Basically, they took a picture of him and cut it in half.
It's weird.
It in opposite ways.
Next. We all know the smile of Tom Cruise, but what lies beneath that Cheshire grin? An alien. Just kidding. It is true. Completely unauthorized biography. Celebrity watcher Andrew Morton takes us behind the public image of the hardworking, charismatic actor to explore the real man who likes to leap onto couches and beat his wife.
I love this woman.
Just kidding. Just kidding.
Get sued.
The famed biographer of Princess Diana penetrates equally formidable royal wall. We all know what royal wall means. That surrounds the world's most famous Scientologist. I think he's crazy, but that's just me.
He left onto a couch and almost like raped over.
I love this woman.
I remember in Scary Movie 4, he's like bending her fingers back and like breaks them. And he's laughing the whole time.
That was
cracked me up.
Learn about the newest books on what to read every Sunday at Duo.com.
The science of evolution has uncovered many of life's mysteries, like tadpoles or the pyramids. But the mystery of the armpit remains. What's it for? Why is it hairy? And why do men have nipples? But one thing is for certain, the armpit smells bad. Luckily, there's Pit Bomb. It's like napalm for your skin or Agent Orange on your sweat glands. Pit Bomb stops unwanted bodily functions in their tracks. It's as effective as sending GIs into a peasant village. When you're fighting the war against personal hygiene, bring out the heavy artillery.
Duo.com. This is the Seth and Colby Show.
Michael, you're up.
All right, here we go. This is going to be fun. Ready?
Go.
All right. First name is Tom.
No names. No rhyming. All right, all right. No sound alike. Right,
okay. You're getting into my head. First name is blank, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
I don't know.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah! But he's married to her.
Oh, Dawson's Creek.
No, it has to be a real person, Jim. Come on. Okay. No, I'm going to pass. Rhymes with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No, rhyming.
That's
really
not
a rhyme.
Okay.
Another clue.
Okay, he's the governor of California. He is the Terminator.
Those aren't helpful.
Tom Cruise.
No.
Tom.
God. Does anybody read the paper?
You can call Seth and Colby every Saturday from 1 to 3 o'clock Central Standard Time at 1-316-665-7338. You can email Seth and Colby anytime from anywhere in the world. SethandColby@duo.com.
All right, what effect are we on right now?
We're not on an effect. I told you we're away. It's perfect. We're done. It's all it
okay.
is.
Okay.
No.
Except the stupid number still isn't working.
Really?
Bitch.
So is it the wrong number? Well,
don't call the number at the bottom. Call the number at the top.
Yeah, 316-665-7338.
Yeah, it works.
Not the wrong number, which is my only tie to Seth and Brian's. Yeah. Because I just have that crap too ingrained in my head.
For some reason, all right, you can speed up how fast it goes across the screen because it's a scrolling text.
Yeah.
It works. Me doing that, but when I type in a different number...
Did you type in a, type in a different number? Type in a different number and hit enter.
I did.
And it didn't work?
No. All right.
What a
you
hoe.
You want me to mess with it again? Okay.
I'm yeah, good. That's what I want. I want you to mess with the number and not add us halos or make our genitals burn.
Why is Matt calling our show?
What?
Matt is calling.
Matt, why are you calling our show?
Because he's gay.
Because I want to be annoying.
I'm sorry. That was mean.
No, it wasn't.
All right.
It was actually fitting.
Yeah.
Matthew.
Enter.
There's one thing that Matthew always does on every show that annoys the crap out of me, and that's he takes apart his mic stand.
Yeah.
Okay, just everybody listen real carefully.
He did that from the beginning of Southern Brian.
You can hear him screwing it right now. Okay, sorry. Colby, I swear to God, if you
isolate... I fixed it.
Good job. But I swear to God, if you isolate me saying that, I will rape you.
Oh, I will.
You better not.
I will.
Let's see, we got a new...
I'm going to put on my drum machine, and then I'm going to play it every time.
That's what you should do. You should isolate things from the show, and then not tell me, and then you can... Matthew, you left us a voicemail.
How did I do
it's
that?
It's probably 1 second, dude.
I just hung up when you guys realized I was calling you.
No, he didn't.
Oh.
Stupid.
Well, then why did it say it did? Or maybe that's missed call.
No.
I'm sorry. I haven't used Skype in over a year. And when I did, it didn't look like this. It looked a lot worse.
Matthew, did you hang up or did you just clap your phone together?
That is hanging up.
No, what? It's not. Not with the razor, because I've done that before and it doesn't work. You have to hang up the razor.
Oh, burned. Sorry, that was gay.
You need to check your phone. Gay.
Gay.
Check it. Matthew's like thinking like all the times that he called his mom and hung up like, what a bitch! What a stupid, fat bitch!
No, the only reason I know is because one time I...
Call me!
One time recent calls.
One time I prank phone called AJ
boobs.
On a...
Boobs?
On a friend's
razor.
Oh my god,
meet Matthew. He's putting the thing back on.
Matthew, you are retarded.
You're so gay, Matthew. Oh. Anyway, a prank phone called AJ one time on a friend's razor, and I just clapped it together because I thought that would hang up.
And no, it didn't. He heard us have a conversation after that, laughing and all this other stuff. He got so mad at
me. Oh, yeah, it's so funny. That's I got hilarious. Stories about that all the time. Because, see, my phone flips up like this.
Yeah.
And then when it's like this, when it's flipped to the side,
yeah.
my phone's the
stuff.
Crap. Cool.
The stuff. Shot.
There you go.
All right. Shot.
It's always on speaker phone.
Yeah.
So Colton does this all the time. He calls Seth and he's like, when are you coming over
away.
Later?
No.
He's like,
get away from my studio area.
He shuts it. Hey, Matt, go. Leave.
You shouldn't have had your phone here.
Leave. I'm trying to tell a story. Anyways,
yeah, he's trying to tell
it.
A damn story.
God dang it. Shut up. Anyways, I shut it. And Colton shuts it.
Lies.
And then I'm like, it's not even on yet. Or it's still on. He's like, oh, God dang it. Yeah, he's got to open it again and turn it off.
You did it to me last night.
I did do it to you last night. Long and hard with my erected booze.
Wow. Freaking live!
Whoa.
I like how you trailed off.
Are you coming?
I don't know if I can say that word or not.
Are you coming?
Erection, you can say erection.
I said erected, and then could I say penis?
Yeah. Too late. Right.
I just made the executive decision.
Cool.
Masturbation. Whitney, show me your
Oh, God.
Oh, holy night.
Cluster.
All right, Seth, you're getting bored.
Sorry, no, I'm just, I haven't played, I love your clips, and they don't relevant to this show, but they're still you and me, so it's okay.
Yeah.
There is something we need to do. Something very serious we need to address right
okay.
now.
What is it?
Matthew. A number I stole from his phone.
Oh, God.
Let's play. Let's let Matthew guess who this is.
Give me the area code. I can tell you who it is. Most likely.
Most likely. I can tell you who it is.
Maybe. No, I just realized there's a lot of...
Hello? Hello?
Why the hell are you calling my sister?
Do what?
Heather.
What?
Hi, dumbass.
Why'd you call his sister?
Because it was like the first number that I got that wasn't dumb.
Because his sister was
like most of them
rape.
Were me and Sarah. Like a couple that were gay. Like my ass. Man, my ear itches like a mofo.
Oh, God.
Sorry, I had to itch my ear. Someone should be feeling time right now while I itch my ear. But
sorry, but I was trying to think what we did last night.
What?
He can't remember.
Me and Colton, get your minds out of the gutter.
Night of beer and booze and weed.
Exactly.
That was it.
Yep.
They haven't.
Even better.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Oh, God.
Even better.
Exactly.
Suck it.
Dang it. If only I had the animal noises loaded on this cart machine. Why did Skype just quit?
Skype's
quit on mine.
Like it Matthew. Quit on mine.
She can suck it.
Matthew, your phone mine destroyed Skype.
Matthew just destroys everything.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
I freaking hate my computer. It's so slow. Oh,
it's better than Windows.
Yeah.
God dang.
So you want to use mine?
What?
Nothing.
How can I use
I was
yours?
Joking. Calm your
You're
ass.
Not talking into your microphone.
I am too.
Your chin isn't. Your chin is talking into
you. Yeah, well, they can still hear me.
Put your lips down in front of the mic.
No, not really.
Kiss the mic.
Don't do that. Matthew, don't do that.
That wasn't me.
Yes, it was.
No.
Yep.
We all saw it, Matthew. We all saw it. Don't deny it.
That's the noise it makes when Skype logs back on.
Wow.
Oh, my God!
What?
The chat with that lady just popped back up from the very beginning of the show.
Just quit it, because she's still blocked. So
I did. She's dumb.
It. She's not going to...
What a dumb ace.
Dumb ace. Awesome.
It happens.
All right, anyways.
That it does.
So, really, all that we did last night, Colton spent the night, because he's a douche. And then, so we were downstairs for about 5 hours doing nothing.
Wow.
Then we watched I Am Legend. Then
did
we
you
went
throw
to
things at each other?
No.
That's unbelievable.
Yes, yes, actually we
yeah,
did.
Yeah, of course you
I
did.
Threw the basketball at him. Thousands of times.
Wendy, we can hear that.
Wow.
Wow. That really stopped the show.
Anyways, so we rented two games and
what
didn't play them until like an hour before the show. Because we're stupid.
That's pretty funny.
Stop.
Who are you
Is
calling?
It my headphones?
Is it mine?
Is it still popping right now?
Not nope. right now.
No.
Not is pop. It pop now?
Oh, now it is.
Yeah, it is.
It's this thing.
Hello?
All right.
Hello?
Hello, this is Matthew Riddle.
Hello?
Hello? I went. Oh, damn, she hit
me. Dang it.
All right. It caught me off guard because we had to do some last-minute engineering on the phone there.
Well, I guess you hear it.
I guess the headphones. Yep. Is it popping?
Yeah.
We can't hear it.
I hear it.
Oh, is it? Oh, damn it.
So it's not the headphones.
Not the headphones.
Stop calling my sister.
Hello?
Hello, this is Matthew Riddle from the sex hotline. I'd like to see your boobs. There, Matthew. Sorry, we're doing engineering. That's why there was
it's
silence.
It's so weird.
I'm trying to figure out...
Why is it popping?
What the popping noise is.
It must be a bad cord.
Pop, lock,
I don't know
and
what
drop it,
it is. I mean,
pop, lock, and drop it.
It's only... I think it's something the Skype's doing. Skype is like pooping out poop.
Skype sucks.
And it's literally what it is. Has your what's-her-face... Oh, my...
What?
I started back... Skype crashed, so I started it back up. And now that lady that's been texting us is on our buddy list, and her buddy icon is a picture of her boobs.
Oh, my God.
Now Colby's going to quit and start back up. That is amazing.
No, I see it. I clicked on it. No, I had to make her our friend so I could block her.
Damn, that's hot. Can I see that bigger? View profile. Oh, my lordy lord.
Seth, I thought this was supposed to be a clean show.
Oh, it's not clean. I'm dirty now.
Oh, Lord. I did not need to know that.
Those are some pretty hot tatas. I'll just tell you that right now.
Let's unblock.
Yeah, I think I'm going to leave now.
Oh, my God.
Oh, we're calling her. Oops. Bad thing to do. Dude, she's in Spain. Do you see that?
Yeah, I see
right
that.
Right under the picture of her tatas.
Yeah.
It says Spain.
This helps the show a lot, doesn't it, Wendy?
What the heck is going on?
What are you doing?
A lot better than you, Matthew.
Call.
Dang.
Seth, what are you doing?
I'm calling her.
Why?
What?
I want to ask her about her boobs. Is that a problem?
Yes.
Are we against boobs now on the show?
Yeah.
Well, then you can leave.
Does that mean that you're against me?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Okay, we're calling her.
Damn.
We're connecting.
Hey, your boobs.
It's good because she just came online.
Oh,
thank you, Matthew. I appreciate that. You and your dirty mouth.
Yeah, like you haven't said anything that's on the list.
I haven't. Okay, this popping is so damn annoying. Our listeners now have a knife to their throat.
Quit calling people.
I want to talk to Boob Lady.
Is currently unavailable.
Aw.
Please leave a message after the beep.
Okay. Oh, my God, you are so hot, lady. You need to come down here to America and show us your tootalinis, which is code for boobs. Pretty boobs. Please show me the boobies. No, but seriously, lady, I want to see your boobs. I know you're not really English. You're probably actually some fat guy who's just sitting around wanting us to go to cam2cam.com. Well, guess what? I don't care. Your boobs are hot.
The cam2cam.com.
Oh, I read it wrong. Oh, well, I hung up on her.
So if you want to pay money to go see some girls on...
Or you can just go to naked.com, which is seriously probably one of the best sites ever. Because naked.com just got redone, and it's basically like Ustream for naked people. It's amazing.
Awesome.
Yeah. Matthew's like, holy crap, I'm going to go there now.
I just thought about...
Get connected to one of those
hot
guys.
You just thought about what? Okay, I can't hear you talking.
I can't say it on air.
Why not?
Because it was something that Matthew said one time. He told him to never say it again.
Oh. Yeah, don't say that. Don't ever say that.
Tump me off the show.
I will.
Tump you off the show?
I said, tell me off the show, dude.
Oh, well, of course we will not. Maybe they'll call us back. That would be amazing. Colby's going to get a phone call late at night from this lady. Be laying here, ring, ring. What the heck is that? Get up. Ah, that's why you do boobies. I'm a mannequin and French. Ah, I don't know what the heck I'm even saying anymore.
Moron.
Wow, no one's really helping me talk right now.
I'm sorry.
We're sorry.
What are you doing, Colby?
I'm not doing anything. You made me get that stupid cam twist up.
Just hide it. Put it away.
No, if I hide it, it will go away. So I'm going to cover it up.
Yes, just cover it.
With the recorder, Eastern recorder.
Yeah.
All right, we're good.
All right, Matthew.
Yes.
Time to talk about you.
Oh, God.
Hey, can we download videos right off of Ustream? Like, save them in
no,
some way?
No, cannot.
Yeah, we could.
Okay, then you figure
open
that out.
Open it up to quick time.
You need to talk into your mic.
I am! No. They can hear me! Fine!
They can't. It's really quiet.
I hate you.
There, that's better. Thank you.
Coley, are you on drugs or something?
That would not help us. That is the exact opposite of what you need to do.
I'll talk out of my nose.
That actually sounded kind of cool.
Exactly.
Okay, anyway. Matthew.
It's my tone of voice.
You've been gone off the airwaves since February 10th, 2006. Yes. What have you been doing since then?
You know Whitney is vandalizing our table.
Well, that's not a surprise. She vandalizes everything. Have you seen her face? Oh. That didn't make any sense.
Oh, my God.
You're just offended because I said something about your face. It didn't even make sense.
She's going to kill you one of these days.
She will.
She will, and I won't deserve it that bad. Anyway, Matthew, what have you been up to in the last year and a half?
Being in the military.
Dated Shay. Yes. No one knows about that. The girl that you wouldn't date because she's only a friend.
Yeah.
You got her pregnant, and now she's living in Oklahoma with your... With
what?
Your illegitimate bastard child.
You on some crazy crack, man.
You were that one.
Crazy crackums.
Crazy crackums.
Okay. We're going to market that tomorrow. What? Not. And then, what else did you do in the last year and a half? Going back to college.
Yep.
Prank called your sister like a douche.
You called her, not me, Einstein.
In the military.
Yes.
Got
I'm
roasted.
A chaplain assistant now in the military.
So now he helps Jesus. Pretty much.
Exactly.
What does a chaplain assistant exactly do?
We make sure anybody who needs to talk to the chaplain gets to meet with the chaplain. You're about to play the crickets, so I'm going to shut up.
No, seriously, what do they do?
You're just going to start playing the crickets again.
No, no, I promise I will not play the crickets.
You're just going to play something else.
No, I promise. What else? What else? What does the chaplain assistant do?
Get ready for services and...
All right, I'm out of clips. I promise. That's the only one I have that indicate boredom. So what does it do?
And then do whatever the hell we want.
It's my window.
Sorry, I meant to click this one. Just let it be a lesson that I have three clips all the time.
Yes.
Whitney, why are you just staring at me like that?
Because she wants you.
That's the reason we have Matthew on this show.
Yes, it's
Colby's
true.
Colby, stop paying attention.
Sorry, I'm helping Matthew with a word that he can't say.
It's true, that part, but I'm not talking because you're an ass to me.
What did I do?
Here you go. There's
you
a new
said
word on the
I
list
vandalized
that-
my face.
The word now that we cannot say is Matthew, but the replacement is walrus or vagina. So we have to print 100 copies of that and get it out to the fans immediately.
Awesome. Amazing.
All right. Well, I guess, you know, I wanted to talk about Matthew a little bit longer, but he doesn't
go
do
ahead.
Anything exciting. No, I mean, there's literally nothing for him to talk about. He's
I'm
in the
steal
Army.
Your pen. That's
he
a cool
dated
pen.
Shay when he said he wouldn't too and broke up with her, and now he's dating some other man.
I'm not dating anybody.
Or men. Dating a man, though.
Men. Josh.
Four or five
Jose.
Men.
Jose.
Yep. And Whitney has stuff going on tonight.
Yeah, I do.
Aren't you excited, Whitney?
I am, but not excited for the movie.
Okay. Explain what's going on. Start at the beginning.
All right. So my friend, a different Sarah, not your Sarah.
Yes. This is Sarah Wilder.
Yes. She's turning 18 today. And so I said, do you want to do something? Hang out. And she said, yes. And so we decided that we were going to go out to eat, go hang around out east. Because we were originally going to go down to Old Town, but her boyfriend's like, that's not a safe place to go. Blah, 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 blah.
Old Town's not a safe place to go. Is this guy a puss? He's like, homeless people might beat us with their trash can lids.
No, I don't know why. He thinks that we'll somehow get raped, even though he'll be with us. And it's going to be a group of people who thinks that we're going to be raped and stuff. And so
that's
he just has a good feeling about it. So fine, whatever.
I don't have a good feeling about his virginity.
That made no sense.
I know, but anyway, it somehow did.
Funny. Anyway, so I said, well, how about we just go down on the east side? We can go eat somewhere near the Britney Center. Walk around the Britney
so
Center.
So basically now it's turned into a sex night.
Yes.
You said go down on the east side.
Wow.
Go down to the east side.
Okay.
Go down to the east side, go eat somewhere near the Britney Center, hang out there at the Britney Center, and then go to the East Warren.
So you're going to go down on the Britney Center and then hang out at the East Warren.
Yes.
You're going to go down on the Britney?
Wow.
What?
Me and Seth went to school with a girl named Britney, and she was...
She does that a lot,
yeah.
Let me just tell you. We have to dance a fine line around that because
yes.
That's something that, no, I mean, like, language-wise.
Yeah.
Like, if Colby just said if you wouldn't have put the on there, I would have to bleep it.
Yeah. Anyway.
Isn't that weird how radio works? Oh, I hate radio, but I love it. I love and hate radio.
Oh, so if I said you went down on said person.
A boat? Yes, I went down on a boat. Yes, I would have had to bleep that.
Okay, anyway, so the movie she wants to see is Prom Night. Dun, dun, dun. And I just, on the way here.
Oh, do you want a dun, dun, dun? Is that what you wanted?
Ashley tried to make me go to that.
Clearly she did. I'm so glad you refused. Because on the way here, I heard on the radio that the critics rated it an F. So I'm thrilled to spend $9 on a movie that I'm playing and hating. That's exactly what's going to happen to me. I'm going to cut my wrist during the movie.
Slit your wrist.
Cut my wrist and black my
You did it now. You sang it. You're just as bad.
Yeah, I know. I'm there.
I'm rubbing off on people.
Wait, I win there.
The good news is, though, is that Sarah Wilder's now 18, so I can't feel bad about seeing her naked.
Oh, God. My nuts.
Yes, it's true. What about them?
My tummy started to hurt, damn it.
what was it that one that Nick texted you? Daddy Jingles, Daddy Bojangles.
You know,
Bojangles.
Speaking of that, I'm going to read this message that Nick.
Harry Bojangles.
Nick Moon is one of my good friends from Newton. I haven't seen him in a few years, but he's still funny. We communicate through text message, and he randomly sent me this week. My manager got ringworm from his girlfriend's lesbian lover. I can add that to the list of classics, such as last night I was at my boss's house and we had a drinking contest to see who could throw up last, and he definitely threw up first, but I was so drunk I took a poop in his cat box to pay him back. Just going to add that to the pile of lists of Nick's life. Oh, and he's going to be a father, so congratulations to you, Nick.
Oh, God.
I hope you and Anakin have a good day. That's seriously what he's going to name his child if it's a boy, is Anakin.
No,
yes.
Really?
First tattoo at age 16, Anakin.
Well,
Anakin Moon, which sounds kind of funny.
Yeah,
I guess it could be cool, you know. It all depends on how nerdy the child is. If the child's cool, he could pull it off. But if he's not cool...
Do you know anybody with the last name of Star?
Ringo.
Ringo.
Ringo Star. What if he named his kid Death?
That would be pretty awesome. My name is Death Star. What would his middle name be, though?
H.
That'd be Deet H. Star. My name is Deet. Deet H. Star. Fear me.
Oh, my God.
I only strike fear when you write my name down and see what it means.
Or would it be Death Ha Star?
Yeah, it'd be Death Ha Star.
Death Ha Star.
Either way, no. That's retarded and does not work. Remember when me, you, and Sarah Wilder hung out? Oh, and Sarah and Kathleen and Caitlin?
Yes.
And we played Cranium, which sucked the D-I-C-Q?
Yeah, that was for my birthday, wasn't it?
Seth forgot how to spell.
No,
that was for my birthday.
Can't
I remember
spell
that.
It, so.
I remember
yeah, that was
that.
Right. And that's the first night Kathleen had Kahlua, and she had like a frozen sip, and she's like, hey, man.
I know. I remember that.
Oh, yeah, boobies!
All right, no. All right, back to the star person. What if his first name was North? And then his middle name was Death.
The North Death Star. My brother is the South Death Star, but we all really hate the West Death Star. I just threw a pen out the window on complete and total accident.
Probably hit my dad's car.
Oh! She gets stabbed in the back of the neck.
What the dude?
I missed. I suck. No!
What? I can't throw scissors out the window.
Yeah, right by me.
This is one of my highlights. I'm going to throw on that. This thing's broke. Yeah! Oh, so close.
You suck. We're being entertained by throwing stuff out the window.
Hey, half the show is
about
entertaining
us. Does
anyone
care about the Sharpie too much?
What? Yes, Sharpies are important.
Well, too bad. Out the window.
Ah! F me! Just waiting for your dad to yell.
Yeah, I know. He's going to be out there, hey, stop throwing stuff!
This isn't important.
Yeah, funny.
You're okay.
Throw my cell phone.
Smooth move, Matthew.
You're
smooth
smart.
Move.
Throw a huge bucket out the
that
window.
That would work.
All right, we're only entertaining ourselves now.
Yeah, we are. Seriously.
You know, maybe I should tell that story sometime about the night that me and Whitney and Sarah and Caitlin all hung out.
Because I gotta go to the bathroom.
That's a story that me...
How close is it to break?
Very.
No.
That's
we
a story.
Also tell the story about it was just you, me, Sarah, and Caitlin, and we played that one
that one electronic game.
I told that story.
Oh, yeah, I did tell that story,
but I never went into great detail about everything. I don't know. I probably won't talk about that because it's boring.
Why?
It's true.
It is. Why is it boring? Because it happened 2 years ago.
So? Man.
Isn't that weird? And it also might be illegal because everybody was underage at that point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which just made it sound a lot worse than it really was.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Great. Arrest me. I'm located at Colby's house. Come find me. We'll be right back.
This is the Seth and Colby Show.
This is
Duo.com. You'll never need a TV or radio again.
Duo.com.
Can't get enough Colby and Colton? Then watch the Colby and Colton Show video podcast. You'll see Colby and Colton and Nick and Brooke and Ryan and Dylan and Whitney and AJ and Seth and Sarah and Matthew and Angel and Buddy and Brooke all being pranked, harassed, and all other sorts of evil being done to them. So be sure to check out the Colby and Colton Show video podcast every other Monday at Duo.com.
Excuse me, this is a supermarket. You two need to get a room.
No, we don't.
Renegade.
Oh, God, you smell incredible. Maybe I'll join in.
Renegade Cologne, for the man who wants to reek of masculinity. Nobody tells a renegade what to do.
Sir, that tree is not a bathroom.
Oh, really?
Ow, not on my shoes!
Renegade. The renegade man goes where he wants. For the smell of an individual, it's Renegade.
Or instead of Renegade, try Sweat, the cologne for the animal inside. It's real sweat, because nothing attracts women like a sweaty man.
D-E-W-O-H. Duo.com. The Seth and Colby Show.
But doesn't matter. My son and
Buster, what are you doing with Mother's rape horn? Yes, I have a rape horn, Michael. Because you took away my mace.
Yeah, like anyone would want to R her.
Examined by doctors 3 times a day. Seth and Colby.
Was that off of Walk On?
No, that's Arrested Development.
Oh, Lord.
Which is the best TV show ever made.
Oh, my god!
In everyone's opinion. Seriously.
Not mine.
You haven't seen it?
Yeah, I have.
When have you seen it?
Over at your house.
Yeah, but you haven't seen it in order.
Oh, no.
You gotta watch it in order because it's so
hilarious. I was gonna buy it on iTunes, but it was
like, it's one of those shows like The Office that's kind of a slow burn, but once you get into it, incredible. Okay. What the heck is that? Matthew, you can't connect. You can't touch cords like that.
What a stupid penis.
Actually, I think it's his cord. Pick up the yellow mic, Matthew. Take
there.
This one.
Right there.
This one. Because that one's not working, that's why.
All of a sudden?
Ugh!
Dude.
Ugh! Oh my god!
I think you just killed everything. Everything just stopped. No.
Well, just stopped. Jeez. Everything looks fine here. I just gave birth to a walrus, though.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, I gotta turn Matthew up.
Hello. Hello, there we hello, go. Hello.
All right, you're back on, Matthew.
Okay. Yay!
Watch that. I've been the perfect sound all the time.
Another mic just broke.
I know! We now have 4 mics that work, 4 mic cords. We have more mics, but 4 mic cords. It's great. Seth, what are you doing?
Just staring at Winnie.
Why?
Because she's breathing. What?
Okay.
We're supposed to be doing a radio show.
I'm sorry.
Radio's talking, and you're staring. Not talking.
Staring can be good on staringradio.com.
Okay.
We're going to start staring.com, and we're going to put out an hour of silence and just say that we're staring the entire show. And we'll play dramatic accents every once in a while.
That is just stupid.
Hey, it's entertaining. Watch this. Made Whitney laugh. I made you laugh too, biatch, so you suck it.
No, I'm looking at the filter that's on our Ustream.
Are you still doing that? Put the gun out there!
Talk in your mic, Seth.
Yeah, bitch.
Oh, Matthew served me.
Yeah.
Because when Matthew yells, he sticks his mouth like,
Okay, E.T., be quiet.
That is one of the most disgusting things I've ever tasted.
Bravo.
You're cool.
Well, that's gross. Okay, the aftertaste was not worth what I just did. I'll tell you that right now. Oh, God. Matthew, get me a Red Bull. Go. Okay, you're just going to drink out of Colby's, apparently.
Well, you can have that. I already got another one. I don't like it. Red Bull.
Tastes like dog piss.
Tastes amazing.
No.
It tastes like if God rained down piss from heaven.
No, it tastes like Chuck Norris bottled his piss and named it Red Bull.
Was it the first time you had Red Bull was in my truck and you like...
It was so gross the first time I had it, but I love it. It's like drinking water now, the holy water of holiness.
You like almost threw up in my truck.
I did. It was gross as nasty, but it's amazing now. And Colby mentioned the movie Walk Hard.
Yeah, Walk Hard.
Which I watched. Has anyone else here seen that movie?
I haven't seen it yet.
Incredible.
Oh, God.
We got a clip coming up from it in our new break, so when you hear that, you'll laugh your booty off.
Ah! And one reason I can't drink Red Bull. It hurts. My canker sore, I'm sorry.
Oh, it does? You just gotta be a man. Dying. Watch this.
Well, you also don't have one the size of Montana.
You all right there, Seth?
Seth just died.
You got me there. Oh, I got my cheeks! Oh, F me! Oh, F me!
Is that from the Red Bull?
Oh, F my wall. Oh, Jesus.
What?
What was that?
I don't
what
think he
was
knows.
That?
Oh, my
I
gosh.
I think he's on drugs.
I think your testicles just dropped.
It is so damn hot in here now. Is the window still open?
Yeah.
So damn hot.
It's not that hot.
It's too damn hot. That's what my inside is doing right now because it's so damn hot.
I'll point a fan at you if you want me to.
Damn it.
That's gross. Matthew? Gross. You have any more one-liners you just want to drop in that are completely off-topic and irrelevant?
I'll let you know when I come up with some more.
Okay, thank you. Because, you know, that's the exact same way you texted me. Okay? No.
Teehee.
I don't get that one. That's from Colton. Well, that was...
Colton's a rough topic on this show.
Why is he rough?
Because we pretty much, like, kicked him off just because he didn't do one show.
Well, no. I kicked him off because I want to do a show.
Exactly.
And because he didn't do one show, which was a douchebag move, no matter what way you slice it. Because he knew he had to be here. It's a job.
Yep. He just thought that we were doing it next week because he's a douche.
Yeah, he thought we were doing it next week because I told him, no, you're doing it this week no matter what. That's why.
I would have been there, but my parents were idiots, so...
Yeah, Matthew, it doesn't matter because it would have been this show anyway because the four-hour show turned into this. Yeah. Even though it was only three and I had to take a poop in the middle, so. Man, I had to poop so bad that night. It was unbelievable. I mean, I literally sat down and just goes, two girls, one cup.
Oh, I do not need the image.
Whitney loves two girls, one cup.
Ow, my head.
And Whitney's me.
What?
Yes?
It sounded like you just said Whitney meets.
In Whitney's meat. No, that's what he said. In Whitney's meat.
Okay, when I talk on the radio, I think ahead so I can form my sentences. And I was going to say, Whitney's website of choice is meatspin.com. But since I was thinking ahead, I was going to say Whitney's meat of choice.
Wow.
It's black. I don't know. I made up the last part.
Oh, my God.
I was not going to add the black part in there. I added
Seth,
that
you're
going
to get so much hate mail now.
I know. I've dissed black people twice. Well, it's not really a diss. I mean, black people like Whitney.
Yeah.
Do we know any black... Where's your... Matthew, let's call Kendall.
I've never...
You now have your chance to get Kendall on the phone.
I've never been
so highlight his number and give it to me.
So I really wouldn't know.
You have so to lie. You've been with me and I'm black.
Yeah, that's true.
What are we doing tonight, Seth?
What to read. Colby and Colton video podcast.
No, wait.
Bond like a sheep. What? I like this big spade you have in the background there, Matthew.
Thank you.
That makes you pretty badass. Colby just died.
Oh, God.
8722.
That hurt. That hurt.
There you go, Matthew.
Thank you, sir.
Now calling Kendall.
Alrighty.
And it's popping. That means it's Skype.
Yeah, it
Skype is.
Is
popping.
Damn Skype.
We may have to switch computers.
Damn it to hell.
Shucks.
Your internet is so damn slow. It's taking this long to connect.
Here, I'll pause the stupid transfer filing thing.
Oh, don't worry about that. They said miscellaneous error. Why does it do that?
Well, need the number again?
Oh.
One. Oh, God. My goodness!
Oh, I know what it is.
Colby.
Let's try that. Skype out number not recognized. Check that you have entered the right number and try again.
I don't think it worked.
Don't think what worked?
That number.
No, it's calling. I think I know what's wrong.
Well, with the popping or with the number?
The number.
Oh,
the popping
shucks.
Is unbelievable.
This ought to be good.
Is he going to answer?
He might. You might have to call him twice in a row.
That's
gay.
Because
it shows up unavailable.
Yeah, it's an unknown number.
Hello?
Kendall?
Yes.
This is Matthew's friend Seth. Matt's here too.
Hi, Kendall.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, I want to ask you a question. What kind of women do you like?
Across the board, all kinds, depending on who they are and if they are awesomely hot.
Okay.
Personality and otherwise.
Okay, cool. All right, because we just had a discussion about what people like you know, black people. Not racist at all. I tried to think of a non-racist way to say that, and I messed it up. I'm sorry. But
you really did mess that up.
I did.
But try it again. Try it again.
I don't know. I will mess it up again and make it worse, and you will want to drive from Oklahoma to here to come kill me.
Actually, he lives in Texas now, kill you.
Oh, do you live in Texas now? Okay. But now I forgot what I was going to say.
No.
Now I'm just scared.
Just breathe in and out.
Here, I'll try.
Yes,
this
you
is,
are.
This, right, is, this is Colby, my co-host right here. He's talking now.
You, as in you and your friends, would you like to do Whitney?
Kendall, I apologize for the co-host of this show, but you're the best bet is just to say yes, Kendall.
Whitney's here listening, so if you say no, she might go off and cry and kill herself.
No, I would not.
Kendall, are you still there?
Kendall killed himself.
That was just an awkward pause, okay.
Kendall, are you there?
I'm one to be, you know, I like to, you know, wait it out, see what happens, because, you know, you don't want to cash in your chips all in, you know, all these different places, but in the one place, you know.
So, in other words, no.
Right? No, in other words, you had to get to know her before you had sex with her.
We weren't saying sex. Well, we were.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah, I did.
Come on, Seth. Stop missing words here, man.
Exactly.
All right. Well, thanks for taking our call. If we need anything else from...
Hey, no problem, man.
All right. I'll see you later.
Right.
I was just about to say if we need anything else from people like you. I stopped myself from saying that one.
Okay, so
I am going to walk outside and get shot by Martin Luther King.
So,
okay.
End
of show.
We just got canceled.
Stupid
Everyone hates us.
I just got tongue cancer.
All right. So
for
since,
what I've said.
So since you prank called my sister, I have 3 missed calls from her and 2 voicemails. So it's not going to surprise me if Kendall starts calling me through the middle of the show wondering what the hell.
Yeah, but we didn't
about.
Tell Heather what was going on.
True.
Kendall knows what happened. It's just Heather's like, oh, Matthew wants to see my boobies? What?
What?
Matthew likes my boobies? That's not surprising at all. He's early at the boobies. Whitney finds that. If we want to do a show for Whitney, we'll just talk in that voice about Matthew.
Hi, my name's Matthew Riddle. I'm going to come over to your house and skip and hop all over your lawn and play with the fuzzy bunnies and lay in the daisy fields because I'm Matthew and I'm gay and I'm a little boy.
La 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 la. La 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 la. Seth, are you off your medication?
Yeah, I am. Thank you for hitting me in the head with
what,
semen.
Whatever.
I don't know. Sorry.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Dude.
Oh, my God.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
Think you know.
I'm going loopy because Donna and Mike are gone. I'm grieving with grief. Groping grief. I grab grief by the tatas and just squeeze.
Oh, my God.
Praise God this is not a video show. Everyone would have seriously stuck a shotgun in their mouth or their butt.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dude.
Okay, I apologize.
Oh, man. That's inappropriate.
Let's breathe. Regain control of the Seth and Colby Show. I am the host. I am good. I am great.
You're a moron.
What do they say in Evan Almighty? Talented, handsome, fat. don't know.
I don't
successful
remember.
Or something like that.
All I always remember is B-E-A-utiful. Well,
that's Bruce. Bruce Almighty. What, was that funny that I rolled my tongue?
Yes.
What are you doing right now?
Nothing. Nothing.
Colby never does anything.
Okay.
Bad Matthew, you're not allowed to put your computer up there.
I was going
to
say, what
put
did Matthew...
Put your computer away.
Einstein.
Einstein.
Einstein. Wow.
Okay. Wow, it's so hot.
Maybe that's another...
Did anyone else just hear that?
Yes, I did.
All right, it's snowing again.
Just leave it snowing. All right. Oh, well. You guys can watch the recorded version of this show. It's live.sethandcolby.com if you want to see all Colby's crazy effects. Well, one thing I have
there
on the prep...
There are so many. You need to go through them.
I've seen them all.
They're so fun.
I just didn't find any of them good enough for the show.
They're so cool. Like, there's the Matrix.
Yes, I've seen that one.
It falls like that. Yeah. But when we move, it moves the Matrix.
Yes, I know.
So
I've,
cool.
I've seen it.
I'm snowing now.
Super.
The pool of time. Then the, Ah, what else?
See, my computer isn't fast enough to do those effects.
Ha, loser.
Ah, so that means I won't do it? That means I can't... that means I can't do it next
time? Put that one on your drum machine, too. You know what you need to do? You know what would be fun? Let's do a mashup on the air right now. Plug in your drum machine. Dumb machine.
Your dumb machine.
I don't have room.
You don't have room, really?
Hold on, douchebag.
It's all right. I got to get to the page, and I'm going.
Stupid no space on my desk!
You got a huge table. Why don't you scoot your laptop over that way?
That's what I'm doing.
Someone has vandalized that vehicle.
Okay. What are you doing?
What?
Oh, Lord.
I know, it's going to be amazing.
Oh, Lord.
Do I even want to know?
Yes, yes, you do.
All right, Colby has mad drummer skills.
No, I don't.
You're in CD player, right?
Yeah.
Hit something. All right, there we go. We are up. We are running. This is Colby live playing on his drum machine. He is now going to do a remix of this song. Here we go. Live, right here on Seth and Colby. It's floating. It says it's playing, but it's lying, because it's not. There we go. Here we go. Hip-hop version! Remix! And it stopped! I yelled so loud the computer blew up. That was some random guitars in there. Okay, it randomly decided that it can't play that song and is now going to this one. MySpace.
Are you on MySpace?
MySpace apparently sucks it.
Huh.
Yeah. Just started playing Orpheus now. I'm telling you, this would be a killer bit if the computer would work. Here we go. Oh, F me sideways.
God dang it! Computer sucks.
It's all right. I'll just talk to Satan.
Evil.
The city lights against the dark.
Oh my god.
They are. Hey, I'm not up all the way though. It's like a little bit. Oh sweet. Okay, now the song is playing. Here we go.
Wow.
Yo. Makes the song better. Why am I talking so long? It is Satan.
I need to turn that off. I'm no longer Satan.
I am.
K-Tard.
You were on my.
You know what'd be fun to do here? Watch this. Here we go.
You were my.
That worked great. Thanks a lot, MySpace, for all of your help. Oh, my lordy lord.
MySpace sucks.
It does. Seriously.
You know what's funny is I was listening to Kid Craddock, and they're talking about how they like MySpace like way better than Facebook because Facebook is too complicated and all this. And I just thought, what's complicated about Facebook?
It is, though. It is pretty complicated.
Facebook now, is pretty dang complicated.
But now MySpace is trying to become just like Facebook.
Exactly, because Facebook's kicking their anus. They're complicated in a good way.
Yeah.
Like, you can find really complicated stuff on Facebook a lot easier than you can find comments on MySpace. It's like impossible to get to because it's redonkulous. I hate my life. Man, I really wish this would work because it would be so funny, but it just doesn't. Ow!
Oh!
Good job.
Oh! You're on mute.
Ow!
You son of a bitch.
Ow!
Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch! How dare you? Oh my god.
That's pretty great.
My ears
that hurt.
Are in pain. Oh.
Oh. Wait, don't do that ever again, please.
Do it again, just doing it, Matt. Haha, I fooled
you! Damn you!
It's because Matthew took off his thing. You're just going to have to do it when he has his headphones on. When he has his headphones on. Not me.
I'm sorry.
F you! I'm gonna beat your ass!
This is the Seth and Colby Show. Changing the way you listen to the radio. Duo.com. Duo.com. This is the Seth and Colby Show.
Mr. Cox, I heard you were looking for a new backup singer for your new duet.
You heard right.
I was wondering if you might like to give me a try.
I reckon I might.
I've been singing in my church choir since I was a girl.
I like the sound of that.
Darlene Madison.
Dewey Cox.
Hello, Darlene.
Hello, Mr. Cox.
You ready to sing one?
I'm always ready.
Well, all right. In my dreams, you're blowing me some kisses.
That's one of my favorite things to do.
You and I could go down in history.
That's what I'm praying to do with you.
Let's do it in ways that make us feel good.
Once I got into bed, it was too late. Seth and Colby.
Wow.
Face. I can't hear you. Is your mic on? There you go. Your face after that liner was priceless.
What did that mean?
I don't know. But once I got into bed, it was too late.
Oh my god.
I don't know what that means, and it kind of disgusts me.
Yeah.
Well, we're wrapping up the show. We got 12 minutes left. Thanks a lot for listening, everybody.
Yep.
I promise we will be allowed around. We need to be Asian for at least 20. Wow, that was racist too. Now I'm going to get shot by blacks and by Asians.
And blown up with missiles by Asians.
Okay, now they're coming for you. I've insinuated that only Asians. Why did someone put this show on the air? Oh, yeah, because I'm the boss and no one can tell me no.
Exactly.
Another one word answer from Matthew. I don't know how you ever did get advice. Should I do this with my boyfriend? Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly. Yep. Okay. That. You know what I want to do?
What do you want to do?
This is just me just doing this just for the fun of it. Matthew, please talk into your mic.
Hello. This is weird.
There, now you can't hear it.
What?
Yeah. Here, now talk.
It's right. 76.
Oh, sorry.
What the heck?
There you go.
Just talk to him.
I don't want it. What?
He really wants to hear it. Just let him hear it. He has to be such a pander about it. Oh, you got burned there. Colby just took off the adapter that allows his headphones to be plugged in. He is really making loud noises on his microphone, no. though.
Dude, give me... Let me back in.
Not until you talk.
I am talking.
Do not say that word. You got close.
Keep talking.
Matthew, we're just going to sit here until you say something.
Oh! Damn. Yeah. So close.
Yep. Just talk, Matthew.
I'm going to kill you.
Just tell me about your day.
Where'd it go? Now I can hear. Holy crap!
Yeah, I turned you off. There, now you sound gay. I turned your mic off until you take the headphones out. Now you can talk. Hello. Didn't work. I went. We got that one on the mic. I am the king of the control board. But yell really loud, everybody can hear me in that.
The moron.
Too. Yeah, I'm a moron. What else am I?
A gay faggot.
Am I?
Yes.
Am I?
Yes.
Am I? You're the one who looks like the jackass in this. Just FYI. Did you just fart?
I hate this list. There's like at least 5 words on it I want to say right now, and I can't.
Okay, Matthew, you're off the effect now.
Where's the adapter for my headphones?
You don't need headphones.
Ass.
Apparently it's in your ass.
Colby, where's the adapter?
Oh, I don't know. I tried to throw it out the window, but I couldn't find it. So it's somewhere over there.
Sorry.
City lights
against the dark. They are glaring.
The marsh. So
that's the best.
Damn it! Damn you, MySpace!
MySpace sucks.
God!
That's why you should download all the songs.
Yeah! I want those on my computer. God! MySpace
bring
is
upon
a
the gay,
biatch.
The gay virus of
I know
the
what
computers.
I can go to his Facebook page. Here we go.
Find it.
Lucky for me, hits him on facebook.com/pages/brian-foster/9679321492.
Good lord.
Yeah, that's his URL on Facebook. Did you find the adapter, Matthew? Late to the party?
Jerk.
Michael Bash is calling. Oh, that must be his cell phone.
Yeah. Just answer.
Yes.
Call
me? Yo.
No, we didn't call you. No, we never called. No, we never called. What? What? What?
Thank you.
Anyway, can me and Dylan and Nick do the show after you guys are done?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah? All right. Well, Dylan's going to be over in like a little bit, so I was just wondering.
Okay. What if we would have said no?
Then me and Dylan would have just chilled out.
No.
You're dead. Anyways.
Nice.
How does it feel? Be hung up on. Because we all know
no!
that Colton's the one who hung up on everybody.
Throw it out the window.
No.
Seriously,
no.
Your internet sucks so bad.
Dang it! Second time!
So close. But yet so far. Matthew, we should end the show today with Love Song by Cellar Borellis.
We already played it long enough.
I know we did, so I'm not going to do it.
Okay.
But it would be funny if we did. So apparently we're doing another show with who? Nick, Dylan, and...
No, not with us. They're
yeah, I know.
Doing a show.
But we're producing it, so technically
no,
we're doing it. Or not.
No, I am, so you can suck it.
Okay. Oh. Where are they doing it at? Downstairs?
Here.
Yeah, downstairs?
Here. Right here. Stupid.
You want me to suck you?
Yeah.
Is that what you want?
Wow. Whoa.
What's your show about?
I don't know. They said that they want it to be just like Colby and Colton.
So it's going to be video, though, right?
No.
Oh, so it's going to be audio.
Yeah.
So they're going to do it up here.
Yeah.
So why did you say downstairs?
I didn't say downstairs.
Did everyone else hear him say downstairs?
No.
No.
I said
no.
Right here. No. This. Right here.
Dumbass. Man, I don't want them to do our show up here.
Why?
Because I have the EQ set to where I like them. We had to move the mics then. We had to make them in these slots.
No.
Because I like our EQs where they are.
No. All right, we're done.
No, you're done. I wasn't doing anything annoying or jackass-like.
Gotta try him one more time.
Yeah! He finally threw the adapter out the window. Matthew, there's only 5 minutes left in the show. You will survive. Holy mother of God! Satan's angry with you, Colby. All right, so anyway, so they're going to do a show up here.
Yeah.
What's it going to be called?
I don't know.
Is it going on blank?
Yeah.
And it's going to be... Okay.
I don't know. They haven't really told me anything, so before they do anything up here, they're going to tell me what the hell they're doing.
Well, as long as they don't mess with Channel 1 or Channel 2, I'm okay with it.
Okay.
Because they can... I don't want these EQs messed with, because they're our voices EQ'd.
Okay.
And I don't want them using my mic, because this is my pet. And I love it more than my life.
You stroking the mic right now?
I am stroking,
stroking it.
They can probably hear that.
I hope they can.
Stroking. Oh, my.
This mic is still wet from when it was in my mouth.
Wow.
That's one of the more disgusting things I've ever felt in my life. What the heck are you clicking on?
Oh, I was just remaking the... Wow.
He's just...
Okay.
I restarted Final Cut Studio 2.
Oh. That we're not torrenting.
I never said anything.
I know. I'm saying we're not torrenting. We bought it and it's installing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right?
Exactly.
Yep. Yeah, we all see it right here.
Yeah.
So
it's right there.
Okay. That lady comes on a long time around. The soy mooey algae woman.
What is it? What are you talking about?
The what?
The lady that we had used to have blocked that had the hot tatas that we called.
I just texted. I did.
Okay.
She is blocked. And I just texted Colton saying you're a loser.
I'm a loser or he's a loser? Like you
he's
said, a you're a loser
hey,
or
you're
Seth?
You're a loser.
Okay, that's funny. There, I blocked her again.
All right, cool.
Okay.
Wow, thanks.
Winnie, we appreciate that a lot.
Yeah, I know.
We need to get you headphones so you can see how annoying that is.
Yeah.
Last 3 minutes of the show ruined by Whitney's tapping.
Oh, yeah. It's all because of me.
Yeah, that's fine. Let's just all tap.
Do it.
Oh, God.
Okay, Colby just slammed the microphone down.
That's awesome.
Could this be a reason why your microphones are working?
Do it. I dare you to do that.
No, because then he'll throw my pen out the window.
That's exactly what he would do. So funny.
I would do what?
Never mind.
Okay.
He was about to throw something at you.
No.
Oh, that would be the best.
No, it wouldn't.
Oh, we would get you some new ones in a couple years.
That would be so funny.
See, Whitney thinks it'd be funny. Raise your hand if you think we should throw Matthew's headphones out the window. People at home, are you raising your hands?
I hope so.
Yep, they said yes. I heard them. I communicate with all of our listeners spiritually. There's two
yes.
of them, and they're listening right now. Intently, with no pants on.
Oh, my.
That's frightening.
How about his bag out the window?
Okay.
Do it.
I would, but it's too big. And the window just shut.
The window hates us. It's like, no.
See, because my window broke like about 2 weeks back, so now I can't open it without like punching the window to get to
I thought it was pretty funny because, yeah, just Colby comes back. He's like, oh my God, my window broke.
Was I not here that day?
It was last week right after the show.
It was last week right after the show.
I did not know that. Where was I?
Oh, no.
Oh, that's because I went home to do the show. So you must have happened when I was at home.
Yep. Yeah.
That's what happened. That sucked. Well, hopefully today we can get everything squared away so we can edit this show. See, this show, it used to be the Colby and Colton show. It got released on Tuesdays because it took me that long to edit because they cussed 173 times an episode. And this show, we keep it clean. We've only done it 4 times. So this time we're going to actually, well, it's not really our fault. Colton cussed once. And then one of them was your song.
What song?
The booty boobies just bouncing up and down.
Oh yeah.
So that was that was another one, and then One time I accidentally said the N-word.
And then...
Because I'm a racist.
Matt cussed once.
Yep. Then Matt cussed because he's a bitch. And can't contain his genitals.
All right, so I have to cuss once in the show.
Yeah.
Just to make it even.
And you cuss long, so now I have to bleep like two minutes.
Exactly.
1 hour, 59 minutes, and 22 seconds.
Wow.
Woohoo! That's amazing. We'll just write that down in the ages. Oh, and by the way, I decided that we're not going to do Headspin at the end of the show. We're just going to play another song.
No!
Why?
Headspin is awesome.
But Headspin
so
that
song sounded like it sucked.
That's because I had the deep effect on it. So it sounded like it was on drugs. Yep. Here, we'll play this at the very end.
But I... Headspin is tradition.
Sounds like something off Zelda.
You like this? Like this? Okay, I'm sorry.
He's all right. Gonna kill you.
Okay, I'm sorry. Holy crap! All right, we'll end with Headspin.
Thank God, Jesus.
All right, well, thanks for listening. Oh, it's the end of the show.
We love you,
Matthew. Thanks for coming. He's gonna be back next week, right?
Yes.
Winnie, you're gonna be back next week.
Yes.
I'm gonna be back next week. Colby, you gonna be back next week?
No.
Okay.
I quit.
Sweet. All right, Colby, say your line.
All right, let's kick this pig
in.
Seth and Colby Show.